Obedience brings peace and happiness, February 14. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross, NKJV. Before us is held out the wonderful possibility of being like Christ, obedient to all the principles of the law of God. But of ourselves we are utterly powerless to attain to this condition. All that is good in human beings comes to them through Christ. The holiness that God's Word declares we must have before we can be saved is the result of the working of divine grace as we bow in submission to the discipline and restraining influence of the Spirit of Truth. Humanity's obedience can be made perfect only by the incense of Christ's righteousness, which fills with divine fragrance every act of true obedience. The part of the Christian is to persevere in overcoming every fault. Constantly he or she is to pray to the Savior to heal the disorders of their diseased souls. They have not the wisdom and strength without which mortals cannot overcome. These belong to the Lord, and he bestows them on those who in humiliation and contrition seek him for help. The reason that many who once knew and loved the Savior are now in darkness, wandering far from him, is because in self-confidence and self-sufficiency they have followed their own inclinations. They walked not in the way of the Lord, the only way of peace and happiness. By disobedience they cut themselves off from receiving his blessings, when by obedience they might have gone forward in his strength. The abundant evidence given by God that he desires the salvation of all will be the condemnation of those who refuse the gift of heaven. At the last great day, when all will be rewarded or punished according to their obedience or disobedience, the cross of Calvary will appear plainly before those standing before the judge of all the earth to receive sentence for eternity. They are made capable of comprehending something of the love that God has expressed for fallen human beings. They see how greatly he has been dishonored by those who have continued in transgression, choosing sides with Satan, and showing contempt for the law of Jehovah. They see that obedience to this law would have brought them life and health, prosperity and eternal good.